Blog Talk Radio.
Was that he would be born in the manger. A star was born that night and he would be the savior. Born of a virgin, he was just a humble servant. He could have came down in the clouds with a host of angels singing loud, but it was a
good evening, family. I normally don't even interrupt in this, but I wanted to start this broadcast off by welcoming my brother in today. Good evening, man of God. How are you?
Bless you, Apostle. All is well. How are you this evening, my brother?
Man, I'm blessed. I just wanted to touch and agree with you on this broadcast. This is the final third Let's Talk Jesus. So I wanted to start it off by saying, first of all, thank you for what you're doing for God and how you've connected and covenant with this network and how you're willing to submit not to man, but to God and do what he called you to do. And I just wanted to celebrate you before we got started tonight. I normally wait to the end, but something tonight, God said, no, start this off this way so we can go forward in excellence and see God do some magnificent things tonight. So I just want to say thank you, man. Thank you for answering the call. Thank you for being available, and thank you for being a true man of God. You've shown that in your short time here. I look forward to 2021, my brother.
Amen. Praise God, and I thank you for extending this opportunity to me, and we give all glory unto God, and I've just been blessed thus far by partnering with and covenanting with this network and all the other clergy. So it's just been a blessing and an encouragement to me. Amen. I just thank God for you. Amen. For extending the opportunity to me. So
amen.
I love you and I really appreciate you, brother.
That's right. So you give to give, you give to receive and you receive to give. So that's what it's all about here. And continuing going over into the next, I'm challenging all my partners to support each other more. Like never before. We're going to do such great things together in the 2021 season as we cross over together. Everybody remember that. We're getting ready to cross over. And as the man of God blesses us tonight, we want to receive. So, man of God, have your way. We extend our hands to you and say, preach, teach, anoint, and release a word to us that we decree and declare we won't be the same. our lives will be different. It will, they will be changed, rearranged, because our minds are being transformed by the word that is life. We glorify the Lord for you, with you, and we thank Jesus for this hour. Have your way.
Amen. We thank and praise God for this is the day that the Lord has made. Continue to rejoice in it and be glad, for surely the Lord is worthy to be praised. As I said before, we thank Apostle E for this opportunity. I give honor to God and to the clergy and to all on this line. We thank you for taking your time out just to be in the midst of the number on tonight and hear what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. So we want you to be encouraged on tonight as we move forward in the word of God. Amen. Just one passage of scripture on tonight, as the Lord has given me one passage of scripture coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. And for in case of some of you don't know me, I am Pastor Anthony Luckett of St. Paul Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. St. Paul Church is the church where God loves you. You are important, and Jesus is Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, just one passage of scripture, verse 1, and it reads as follows. Solomon says, I return and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen, Lord Jesus, to them all. I'll read that again. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. From that passage of scripture, I want to speak on the subject of finish strong in the Lord. And if I had a subtopic, it would be finish strong in 2020. Shall we pray? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are God all by yourself. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose on the third day. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, who lives in the believer, who convicts men of sin, who saves our soul. Heavenly Father, we ask that you have your way in the midst of this service on tonight, that you would bless your people, that you would speak to your people, Heavenly Father. Open the eyes, the ears, the hearts, and minds, and spirits of those that are on the sound of my voice. Heavenly Father, allow me to decrease, you increase in me. I seek a fresh anointing at this very minute, very hour, very second to preach your word with power, authority, and conviction. And if there's anything I have forgotten, I ask that you bring it to my remembrance. Father God, before the end of this message, before the end of the night, before we preach the last word, sung the last song, prayed the last prayer, may lives be transformed, may people be encouraged, may souls be added to the church, such as shall be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we are coming to a close in 2020, help me, Lord, I'm excited. I want to encourage us all in the Lord. 2020 was a year that none of us has ever witnessed before. The beginning of the year started out well, and many of us were moving forward with plans for the ministry, plans for our businesses, and whatever individual plans we had in our lives. The first few months were business as usual, and then all of a sudden we were hit by the corona pandemic. We were hit by this pandemic that turned the world upside down. If I could say it like this, people of God, the world almost came to a standstill as she scrambled on what to do and what not to do in order to understand, maintain, and get a hold on this virus. The nation was panicking. Big businesses were panicking. And yes, even the education system of America was greatly affected. While fear and chaos had struck the world, it was good to know that God was and still on the throne. It was good to know, my brothers and sisters, that we had to continue to trust in him to see us through 2020. And I want to emphasize the word continue on tonight, because we continue to trust in God, and we were trusting in God a long time before the pandemic came about, and we continue to trust in him right now. As a matter of fact, many of us, we've drawn closer to God due to this pandemic. For many, in spite of it all, they continue to prosper. Look at God blessing his people in the midst of a dire situation. They continue to prosper. God blessed them tremendously. And for others, maybe this year didn't go so well for you. But rather it went well or not, my brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you on tonight to keep your trust in God and finish this year strong in the Lord. As we turn our attention to the scripture at hand, in Ecclesiastes 9 and 11, Solomon says, I returned, saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Here we have Solomon, the wisest man to ever live, returning to a subject he visited before. Solomon returns to a subject concerning the same events happening to all sorts of persons, happening to the righteous, happening to the wicked, happening to the wise and unwise. And 2020 has been a year, my brothers and sisters, where the coronavirus affected us all. It affected the righteous, the wicked, the wise, and the unwise. After all, Jesus says in Matthew 5 and 45 that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Solomon, he looked and saw how mankind was affected. And as we reflect back through the year, this year, people, we can all reflect and see how mankind has been affected. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what you're talking about, brother pastor, I've been affected. You've been affected. People you know have been affected. Yes, the rich have been affected. The poor have been affected. The educated have been affected. The uneducated have been affected. The unsaved and saved, we all have been affected. But in the midst of it all, Solomon uses the wisdom that was bestowed upon him by God and says that the race is not to the swift. People of God, I like this statement because this tells me that even though some of our plans may have been put on hold, and since the race is not given to the swift, this tells me that we still have time to do what God has called us to do. Yes, you listening on this line on tonight, you still have time to do what God has called you to do. As long as you have breath in your body, the activity of your limbs, Lord have mercy, you have the right understanding in your mind, you have time to do what God has called you to do. This tells me that you still have that time to start that business, to go back to school, to draw closer to the Lord. You still have that time to improve your knowledge and understanding of the Bible. This tells me that we, the body of Christ, still have time to witness to pray with and for others. And most important of all, this tells me if you're not saved on tonight, you still have time, but you do not want to delay your salvation. If I could digress for a minute, Solomon, the book of Ecclesiastes, and Solomon talks about times and seasons. There's a time for everything, my brothers and sisters. And on tonight, if Jesus is not your Lord and Savior, it's time for you to get saved on tonight. Yes, it is. You're not on this line by happenstance, amen. You just didn't see the flyer on social media. Somebody just didn't tell you about it. It's your time to be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and walk in God's plan and will for your life. But I thank Solomon for this message, because this tells me that we still have time to finish strong in the Lord. Understand that I thank God for 2020, because as I said some months ago, God had to slow the world down because she had turned away from him. Yeah. And God had to slow many of us down because many of us also needed rest. Yes, brother, you needed rest. Yes, sister, you needed rest. And as a matter of fact, some of what we go through is due to not getting proper rest. Many of us needed time for replenishment and restoration. We were running so hard, but in the midst of this, God used this pandemic to slow us down. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because we needed that time. As I said before, we were running fast. We were moving swiftly in 2020. And many of you, many of us need to thank God for slowing us down, because it was possible that we were running swiftly into something that could have caused our downfall. My brother, you may have not seen it. My sister, you may have not seen it, but God knew what was ahead of you, so he had to slow you down. If I could say it like this, God says, let me slow down their mind. Let me slow down their thinking. Let me slow down their spirit. If I could interject right there, notice how you're able to concentrate more when you slow down. Yeah. Notice how you're able to gain more clarity when you slow down. Watch this. Notice how you're able to understand the scriptures and receive the revelation when you slow down and read them. Understand God slowed us down to bring clarity and to turn us back to him. He slowed us down to let this world know it's not about government. It's not about financial systems. It's not about education. It's not about entertainment. It's not about us. It's all about him. Yes, the world was moving swiftly, but God swiftly waved his hand and caused us to move and slow down. This reminds me of July 1987, when I was in the Marine Corps boot camp. When we were marching too fast, the drill instructor was saying in a nice, smooth, and calm voice, slow it down. That drill instructor wanted us to slow down. He wanted us to move to his cadence because we were getting ahead of him. We were getting ahead of him, my brothers and sisters. And I stopped by tonight to tell somebody, God slowed us down. God slowed you down because we were getting ahead of him and away from him. And just like with that drill instructor, if we marched too fast, we would get ahead of him, away from him, then all of a sudden we would get out of step, which would cause chaos and confusion. And I said that to say this: for many, God slowed you down to prevent chaos and confusion. He slowed you down because he is a God of order. Yeah. He didn't want you to get out of step with him. God did not want you to get ahead of him. And God did not want you to get away from him. And maybe there's someone on the line tonight who's going through some chaos and confusion. Ooh, yeah. You hear chaos and noise in your spirit. You hear chaos in your spirit. Chaos in your household. Chaos in your finances.
Keep praying. Keep praying with us, family. Pastor Luckett dropped. That word was going forth, and he dropped off the line. So let me preach a little bit for you tonight. It's not by what you thought you can do. It's about what you can do in Christ. I know the man of God is about to come back and be on this line and say, what happened? I got disconnected. And I'm telling you that it was the word of God that was going forth that made the man drop off his line. But I had enough to say to keep it until he came on back, because I knew the Lord would come through. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm back, praise God. Amen. Looks like we got a little some chaos and confusion going on tonight, amen. But God is able, as I said before, praise God. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
you.
God slowed us down to prevent chaos and confusion. He slowed us down because God is a God of order, amen. And maybe there's somebody
also
on the line tonight, yes, who's going through chaos and confusion. You're hearing chaos in your spirit, chaos in your household, chaos in your life, chaos in your finances,
on,
praise God. If that's you, slow down and listen to the voice of the Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yes, many wanted to swiftly get started and swiftly finish so they could move on to the next big thing. But Solomon says, the race is not to the swift. Thank you. Nor the battle to the strong. Solomon says, you can be strong but still lose the battle. Solomon says this because many are relying on brute strength, physical strength, to win the battle. Notice the story of the tortoise and the hare, if we could bring them in. We all know the hare or the rabbit is much faster than the tortoise or the turtle. But when we watch that cartoon, Bugs Bunny, somehow that tortoise wins the race. He wins because he's not relying on his brute strength or his speed. He's relying on something else. Possibly he's relying on his wisdom because he developed a plan to get to the finish line before Bugs Bunny. Well, what you talking about, brother pastor? Come here, David. Goliath was bigger and stronger than David. But understand that David did not rely on brute or physical strength, amen, to defeat Goliath. Even before David went to battle against Goliath, the Bible says in 1 Samuel, thank you, chapter 17 through verse 45, then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, who has, thank you, Lord, defied. This day the Lord delivered thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wilds of the beasts and of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. In verse 47, and all this assembly should know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Understand, we have to have the spirit of David, amen, in order to finish strong in 2020, finish strong in the Lord. You got to have a spirit like David. We have to trust in God, because David did not rely on his natural strength. David relied on God. And maybe you had some Goliaths attacking you in 2020. Maybe you have a Goliath in your life right now. If you have a Goliath in your life, do like David. Trust God. Follow his plan to finish strong in the Lord. In Ecclesiastes 9:11, Solomon also says, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to the men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. Solomon is telling us, people of God, that sometimes those who are wise, those who are rich, those who are skillful don't always finish on top or finish strong. Those who are skillful or wise, they're not always recognized by man. There are many people who are wise, many who are rich, many who are skillful, and we don't know who they are. If I could borrow the words of a famous televangelist, he said when TVN was in the height of its broadcasting, the televangelist said some of the greatest preachers this side of heaven would never make it to TVN. And that holds true because some of the greatest preachers are listening on this line tonight. Some of the most skillful and God's greatest people are listening on this line tonight. You can look in the mirror because you're one of God's greatest people. You don't have to go on TVN in order to prove your greatness, amen. If you walk in the plan and will of God, God will get the glory, amen. Watch this, because greater is he that's in you and he of the world. Some of the wisest people, may be on this line tonight, but we nor the world will ever know who you are or they are. So what are you saying, Brother Solomon? Solomon is telling us, no matter if we are strong or not, no matter if we are skillful or not, no matter if we are wise or not, no matter if we are rich or not, Solomon is telling us to trust God. Solomon is telling us to turn to God for what we need. See, you may not be strong in your body, but you can be strong in your spirit. Strong through the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. Solomon is telling us, no matter who we are, do not forsake God, because your strength is in the Lord, amen. Your strength comes from God. Lord have mercy. The right arm of God is like a strong tower. Everything that you need is in God. Whatever you do, it doesn't matter how your situation looks. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Whatever you do, don't quit on God. Jeremiah 9, verses 23 through 24 says, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him, let him that glorieth, glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth of me that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in this earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." God is telling us to glory in him. God is telling us in everything that we do, make sure he gets the glory. We don't want to be like King Nebuchadnezzar, amen. Amen. When the servant told him that he said such some wise and profound things, Nebuchadnezzar did not give God the glory. And since he did not give God the glory, God sent him out to pasture, to graze like, amen, to graze like the cattle, amen. He ate grass, his hair grew long, his nails grew long, until he realized and came to himself that he needed to give God glory. I don't know who this is for tonight, but you need to give God glory. I don't know who this is for on tonight, amen, but God says to give him the honor, the praise, and the glory that's due unto him. As a matter of fact, God will share his glory with no man. Yeah. The glory of God is too great, amen. That's why Moses could not look God face to face, because the glory of God is too great, amen. As a matter of fact, we can't carry the glory that God carries, amen. Whatever you do, you want to give God the glory, amen. If you want to finish strong in the Lord, you're going to have to give him the glory, yeah. If you want to finish strong in 2020, I want to encourage you to continue to give God the glory. And secondly, you might be a man or woman full of wisdom, but don't glory in your wisdom. glory in the wisdom of God. You ought to glory and thank God. Give God the glory and thank God that he gave you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. See, See, some of you don't understand why people keep coming to you. They keep coming to you for answers because God has placed wisdom in you. So when they come to you, amen, they know they're going to get a godly answer, and they're going to get an answer that's full of wisdom, amen. Understand that Solomon was a man full of wisdom, and God has called his people to walk in wisdom. God has called us to walk in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You might be a mighty man or woman of God, but also don't glory in your might. Our strength compares nothing to God. You are the glory in the strength of God, amen. Because when we are weak, he is strong, amen. And our strength comes from the Lord. And I thank God I give him the glory, because there were times in my life I felt a little weak. There were times in my life I felt weak in my body and spirit. But God, through his strength, God, through his wisdom, God, through his glory, God, through his anointing, he strengthened me. And the question here on tonight, is there anybody under the sound of my voice who's been strengthened by God? Is there anybody here on tonight, you felt weak in your body? God raised you up in a mighty great way. I'm so glad. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost, that I can give glory to God. Is there anybody here on tonight who's given God all the glory? So as I close on tonight, thank you, Lord. Finally, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Yeah, ooh, thank you. Ooh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In order to finish strong in the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Get to know him. Understand him. Live for God. God wants you to get to know him, not just know of him. God wants you to get to know him. And God wants you to understand him. Ooh, ooh, thank you. Because when you get to know God, and when you understand God, your life will be forever changed. I can testify that my life was changed once God saved me. But once he saved me, I didn't stop right there. I got to know God. I got to understand God. And if you get to know God and get to understand God, then you'll be able to live for God. You better live for God. Why? Because he lives in you. Live for God. Worship God. Be a representative and an ambassador for God. And finish strong in the Lord. Finish strong in the Lord. Woo. Finish strong in 2020. My brother, don't you give up. My sister, don't you give up. It may have not turned out the way that you thought it was going to turn out, but don't you give up. Look to the devil. Ooh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Stand up in your inner man. Stand up in your spirit. You might even just have to shout and tell the devil you are alive and the truth is not in you. You just might have to, Lord have mercy, affirm and prophesy to yourself that I'm going to finish strong in the Lord, that I'm going to finish strong in 2020. I stopped by here on tonight to tell somebody that you should live, you should not die, you should declare the works of the Lord. You're going to finish strong in 2020, and you're going to finish strong in the Lord. I feel this on tonight. I feel this on tonight. I feel this on tonight. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world, because we are in the world but not of this world. We don't walk circumspect to the world anyway, my brothers and sisters. We walk according to God. We walk according to the principles of God. We walk according to Lord have mercy, to kingdom standards. We are children of the Most High God, amen. And can't no devil in hell and stop you. Can't no devil in this world stop you, praise God. I refuse to let any devil stop me. And you got to have that spirit, amen. Thank you. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to be done. David, he was actually facing the devil in Goliath, amen. Because Goliath thought he was going to kill him. But David knew that the Lord was on his side. If God be for you, who in the world can be against you? Amen. David knew who was on his side. David knew who he stood for. And you have to know who's on your side. You have to know who's on the inside of you. You have to know what and who you stand for. You have to know who you are and whose you are. Amen. And when you know who you are, and when you know whose you are, you can finish strong in the Lord. Finish strong in the Lord. Finish strong in 2020. To God be the glory, amen. There may be somebody listening on tonight. I'm just going to open it up. You may not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There may be somebody you've been doubting. That you may be been doubting yourself, amen. You didn't know how you was going to make it. But I guarantee you, Christ is available to you on tonight. Praise God. For the Bible says, thank you, Lord. Thank you. The Bible tells us, and when we're coming to salvation, the Bible says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's in Romans 10 and 9. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And here's the beauty. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you need to be saved on tonight, just dial one and just say, I want to be saved, amen. And we will pray with you. We will pray for you because today salvation has come to your house, amen. If that's you, if you need Jesus on tonight, it's your opportunity to do so. Praise God, amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I dial one first. I want to be saved.
Amen.
I need some more Jesus. If you got a little bit more, if you got a little bit more dose, go ahead and just pour it over here. Some people be like, you know, well, I don't know. Then I'll stand here and say, I'm here. I need to be saved. I need to be transformed, and I need to be some more Jesus. Just a little more Jesus. Awesome way to close out 2020 on this broadcast. But you know, we're about to do something that none of us that are involved are going to even know what's happening until it starts to revolve. But I want to say something, and I'm, you know, this is one-on-one. I'm talking to Anthony Luckett from Edward Hamilton. I knew I liked you for a reason. Now I don't get on people pages and look at their background and see where they're from. Ooh, you jarhead. I didn't see. I knew it was some reason I liked you because that always green. You never, you know, we always gonna live that life of that USMC. That's my life. I'm telling you, if my mother wouldn't have had two back to back strokes, I would have probably retired out of the Marine Corps. And I was blessed to leave there a sergeant, and I wanted to be a general. And that's how much I love the Corps. See, I'm old school Corps. I'm back in the 80s Corps. So, you know, it was a little bit more roughneck back then. I don't know what years you was in there, but I tell you, man, I knew I loved you for a reason. And that, ooh, as soon as you said that, I said, ooh, rock.
Simplify.
Simplify, yes. And for all of you that are out there listening, say, what are they talking about? That's a code. But you know, the same thing for us means hallelujah. that when we can glorify God in the things we're doing. But back then, it was all about that oorah, that simplify, and doing what it is to be what the government called us to be. But now we on the battlefield for the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. What a transition. Thank you so much, man, for touching, for anointing us tonight with that word, man. I just wanted to let you know we connect there.
Wow.
So I hope you know how far I go with you now.
Yeah, you go far. We got history. We worked for the same person in the world. Now we're working for the same person, amen, in Christ.
Come on now, you know I'm ride or die with you, bro. Let's hit the front lines. You know, we was on the front line, we weren't on the back line. And so just that acknowledgement there. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. And then the other is so the first thing that God dropped on me was jarhead. The second thing was when you kept saying glory, the magnification of God's glory in each and every one of us is available. And I think that's why God kept emphasizing on it, is because some people think that the glory is only for God. No, when God lives in you, you get the glory too. But you got to use the glory to give God the glory, not yourself. Ooh, somebody ran on that one. Come on, everybody else out there, dial one, get in the conversation. Give the man of God, the prophet tonight, a shout out, Minister Terry. I saw you. I saw you. Minister Terry, dial one after you went from glory to glory. That was about 10 minutes into the message.
She wanted to go too.
She been dialed one. I just didn't put her in. But let's bring Minister Terry here. Come on, woman of God. Come on in. This is our
good
team leader.
Praise God. Praise God.
Nope, nobody know what I'm talking about yet, but this is our team leader.
Praise God, Pastor. Pastor Lucky, Pastor E, and all the saints on board. Glory to God. You said something. Finishing strong in God. In God. You have to be in God. My God, you said a word here. You was preaching. I was saying, Lord, I was saying, as you dropped, I said, Lord, come on now. You know, you were saying, speaking in on if anybody had chaos in their life. You got chaos in your life, you need to be spending more time with God. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. You know, praise God for this word. We thank God for you. I heard what Pastor E was acknowledging you. We thank God for you, Pastor Lucky, because I've seen, you know, just by you coming on this broadcast, sharing out your heart, the word through the word of God. And, you know, God works through all of us. And that's why we have to just wake up and just thank him. Thank him, you know, during these times, during this pandemic, for keeping us. And because we trust in him, but we believe in him. So, praise God for you bringing this word. Finish it strong, my God. You said sometimes God has to slow us down in this time so we can receive something, what he's trying to share with us. And I'm thanking God because it's had more time for me to spend time in solitude with him on things that we're going to cross over in him into 2021. So I thank God, as Pastor E says, I thank God we're covenant and we're family. Because Jesus said, when you're doing the will of God, that's my family. Praise God for you guys. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
All the glory. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, you don't, well, we ain't going to release the information yet, but you're going to see some great things happening from the east to west, the north and the south. God is going to bless his ministry.
Yes, sir.
And it starts with you. Get ready. Here's my next candidate, Minister Terry. Minister Terry, here's our next candidate. Minister Charlene.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Welcome into Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor Anthony Luckett.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony Luckett. Praise the Lord, Apostle E. Mr. Terry, everybody on the line, all I got to say is you brought it tonight.
Yes,
the fire was on the message. The fire was on the message. Finish strong. Finish strong. And, you know, I'm encouraged by that because, you know, when you would say, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you saying it 100, 100. Like, no doubt, certainly, surely, you know, just catch it, recognize it, know why, and finish strong. I mean, this year has been a unique year, but you know what? It's not about me. It's all about Jesus. So anybody have a problem with me doing the will of God, they have to look up because it's the will of God. And I have to finish strong because it's not about my will. It's about God's will. So you have to say, Lord, you be pleased and you give me the strength to finish strong so that God can be glorified. And I know when you brought it and you broke it all down like you did, I said, Lord, he's on fire. He's on fire for God. So welcome. Welcome to the team. Finish strong.
Praise. Praise God.
Wait a minute. Broke it down. He illustrated it. He didn't just break it down. He just went through every phase of it. I'm like, oh my God. I was still caught up on the Marine Corps stuff that I was like, the word was just slapped me upside the head. It's like, see? See how the dots connect?
Yes. Fire.
Oh, like yeah, fire.
I said, Lord, he is on fire. On fire for God, brought a sure word, encouraging word, necessary word. Don't hold your head down. Look up. Stay on fire. Keep running. I said, Lord, I'm running. I know what Brian said when he said he's running. Now.
Now. Run now.
I said, Lord, my spirit's on fire. I said, Lord, I'm running.
Some people see in the physical, when people say run, you got to stretch. You got to get loose and all that. But in the Holy Ghost, when they say run, you better run now.
Yes.
But they take off now.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Thank the Lord that I'm getting my physical together. But I still, even when I ain't where I'm supposed to be physically, I can still get up in my spirit and run now.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Pastor Dwayne, now we're going to get back in your region. I know you're in Milwaukee, but here go Madison, Wisconsin. Pastor Dwayne, come on in. Let's talk Jesus.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil. 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 My man, look here, man.
Jesus.
Heaven is happy. Heaven is all happy tonight. Because, you know, God wants us to be obedient. And you was obedient to the word of God. You let the Holy Ghost use you. You let the Holy Ghost speak. So that's why ain't nobody mad but the devil. The devil's mad. He's mad. Because God, you know, the thing about being this new thing, New Year's is something that God is dealing with us about because it's something new. We can't shadow something that's something old. You know, we can't shadow something old because it's not new. And so what you brought a new perspective. You brought something new to life. And that's why the enemy's mad, because you said something was in the prophetic. And a lot of people not really seeing it in the prophetic. God set us to a point to where we got to put things together. You know, because he said all things work together for the good of those who are called, of those who are love of Christ. And God said he's not nothing. It's not a miracle. It's not how you said it's not a coincidence. Or it's not a mystery. What's going on is not a mystery. You know, if we are climbing to him, he tells us what's going on. But a lot of us get, you know, sidetracked because we want things, we looking for things to be better. But God said before it can get better, we have to have an encounter with him. And that's what he's calling
us. Yes, sir.
And so what you said something profound. You said, you know, you came from Ecclesiastes when he's saying the race. You know, we can jump to Paul. Paul said the race is not given to the swift, but given to the slow, to those who endure to the end. And so we have to endure now. So what God is doing, he's putting things in right perspective. The first is going to be last, and the last is going to be first. So you said we don't have to be on TBN and all that. Or the cross, Paul and Jan, that's TBN, TVN was a thing for Hollywood, for fame, you know? They wasn't chasing for God. They was chasing for riches and glory. They want their name to be on earth. They don't want their name wrote in the Lamb Book of Life. They want their name to be on earth so we can talk about them. Oh, they did this. But you said something. You said that we don't have to be on TBN. God is using us in now, in the now.
Wow.
And by using us in the now, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Because you came from that Ecclesiastes, and you was using them. What Solomon was saying, he's saying, if we just hold on, let's not get too quick. Let's not go too far, because we have to sit down. We have to sit down to understand the things that what God is doing, because he's reaching us. Bro, we ain't never been in this thing. We ain't never seen a pandemic like this. I wasn't around when they had all this other kind of crazy stuff going on. I was born in 67, so I don't know about all this disease and all this kind of stuff. I've never seen how they said Jim Crow. No, I ain't never seen none of that. But what I see now is God's prepared me for my now and for my next. And so I appreciate what you share with me, because sometimes I do be in a rush. Sometimes I be want to go have friends. Sometimes I want to go over here and help with this ministry. Sometimes I want to go do this. Sometimes I want to go do this. Sometimes I want to go do that. But you saying, slow down, because there's some things that I don't need you to miss in this season.
Jesus,
because you're gonna do a new thing. The anointing that you had last year and the year before that, that's not the same anointing. It's a greater anointing. And so what they gotta do is gotta hold on, because the anointing that you had last year is not ready for the anointing that you got this year, because you know it's a different new ball game. It's different now. Mm-hmm. We've been in the church almost for a year. We've been laying hands on people almost for a year. We ain't really been prophesying in people's life. A lot of people haven't been really coming to tell us something, pray for me. A lot of people haven't been talking about lead them to God. So you got to hold on, because it's a new thing. It's something that we're not going to be able to, we've never seen and we never did.
So I got to come in right here, because you just sparked me up. You just sparked me up. Now watch this. When we really get to the ultimate of God, we know it's a new thing when. Come on, Mr. Terry, tell them.
Something never, ever, ever been done before. But you know what?
But when do you get a new thing?
Right now.
See,
right
that's
now,
what I'm trying to get out
there
right now. Everybody
see,
listening.
Now, right in front of you now. Because you know what?
We do the crossover.
In Jesus' name now.
Yes.
We do the crossover so we can just be remembered of what we should do, but it's only an acknowledgement of what I should do every day.
That's right.
My life should be consumed with the now, and the now means I serve God now, because I don't know what's coming tomorrow.
That's right.
Tomorrow's not promised. Go to Matthew 6 and 34. Tomorrow's not promised, and yesterday
is
done. But right
itself.
Now,
yeah.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. And so us as believers, if we teach more about the now, people will listen and follow, because he said, if I be lifted up,
not
one, not two, not three, but he said all men will be drawn unto me.
Praise God.
We talk about the whatsoever. We talk about all those things. But see, when we as believers and we say we're covenant together, we have to be about the same sound, the same word, the same voice, the same meaning, and the same Jesus. That gives us all a right to the tree of life.
You said something. You said something this morning, bro, that caught my attention, because God bring me back. He said, go back to Matthew when it says Matthew the second chapter, verses 21, and she should bring forth a son, and that should call his name Jesus, for he should save his people from their sin. That's something new. God manifests himself into a virgin. God ain't gonna. God don't have to be reborn again. He's already. He already did that. That's, mm-hmm. that's over with.
That won't happen.
That's over with. He's already been born. But the thing yeah. about the new thing God made a covenant. God came into His own likeness. God chose a virgin. And so we got to go back to that. What we got to go back to? Because we're just talking about it, and now we're talking about the new. The new was when Jesus Christ chose a virgin and He came into blood, or He came into flesh, or He came into a woman's womb. That was a new thing. That mm-hmm. was something new. And what He's doing now,
Jesus.
He's doing a rebirth. Oh, my God. That, hey, mm-hmm. He said, just take the time. Don't rush. Don't
born
rush.
Again.
Rush.
Amen.
We missing because everybody want to be born again. Everybody
want to
have the anointing of the
old. Wait. I got to hit the brakes again on that one. Hold on. For that one person out there that don't know what he's talking about, we finna bring you in. But everybody under the sound of his voice, we there. I'm not accepting. I don't know about y'all in this season. This is how serious I am about doing something never, ever been done. I'm not accepting that I was part of that message. Oh my God! Somebody got out their chair and start running. You know, sometimes you gotta mm-hmm. embrace a message, but don't accept that message to be like, wait a minute, no. Those that are lost, they lost, but I'm not lost. I'm saved, but I'm here to open up the door for anyone that didn't mm-hmm. think you could make it. Mm-hmm. It didn't know that the glory is available for you. See, I keep going back to that word that. Pastor, you need to come in on this and get us all, because we all about to preach. You see, you get a bunch of preachers on the line, we start preaching. Let's get Pastor Prophet. I'm calling him Prophet tonight. Let's get Prophet Anthony back in here to tone us down, because I'm about to preach. Pastor Dwayne and already preached 3.5. Minister Terry ready to preach. And I see some other lines on here today, but let's let you get back in here and pull us back in, because I know we got excited over the word. But let us
yeah.
let you guide us right now.
Nevertheless.
Shabbat. Nevertheless.
When the nevertheless hope is guided.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nothing I can do about that, praise God. You know. But we gotta understand, you know, as you said. The glory is in us as well. When I say understand who you are and whose you are, God is in you. God is
yes.
glory. That glory is
hallelujah.
In
mm-hmm.
And we can walk according to that glory that's in us. See?
Yes, Lord.
Let me put it like this. When we get
go ahead.
Saved,
go like
done.
That.
We just getting started. See, we preach an eternal life with Jesus, which Jesus has promised us.
Praise
amen.
God.
But there are some things that we need to do while we're here on earth. You know,
right.
we while it's day, we need to work, because when night comes, no man can work. And
mm-hmm.
see, the reason why many are living defeated lives, because they don't understand who they are in Christ.
Oh, my God.
I can't do it in my strength. But when I, Lord have mercy, when I turn to the Lord, when I rely on the Holy Spirit, when I allow my inner man,
yeah.
he does what I cannot do.
Yes.
We have to understand that and catch the revelation. We have to catch that revelation of the things that God wants us to do. Amen. You know,
mm-hmm.
Jesus, He walked supernaturally, and we ought to walk the same, because the Christ that's in us, because of the anointing that's on us and in our lives. You know,
yes.
God.
Mm-hmm.
With the world, He didn't call us to walk on this planet to walk to a higher standard, a higher plane. We are to walk according to the kingdom.
Yes,
right.
Jesus.
Lord have mercy. And if,
my God. Hey!
We have been set apart. And once us without not.
Yes.
Jesus kind of turned.
See that glory.
Right.
Yes.
See, when the glory of God is on you, people gonna see you. Tonight.
Undeniable.
Yes. And that's what we
is you teaching us tonight, but that is the glory. That means the glory of God has been manifested through you in His presence in you. Glory is when God has manifested to you. Oh, Minister Terry, get up. Stop. She gonna hit her wall. She almost took off running, like about to bust up against the wall. But glory is when God has manifested to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that now the great beauty is on you. Now the great pride is on you. Mm. And the glory of God has dropped. Hey,
God. You know what?
We're in agreement, Mr. Terry. I was going to say, Mr. Terry.
Uh-huh.
You know, because she mentioned the glory earlier. See, now notice how this glory is in us, but it's moving around to our fellowship, and we're speaking on it and about it, and people are receiving it.
Yes, we praise God, Pastor Luckett, because, you know, for you sharing this message tonight, finishing strong in Christ Jesus, in God, because as you were ministering, I was saying yes, because God knows there's a time and a season for everything under the sun, because He starts us off in Ecclesiastes 1 with that, because sometimes you can have shared this message with us in June. You can have shared this with us in October. God told you to share this message with us as we get ready to cross over.
I know God
because
know
the key
to
the message is finish
right.
strong
right.
in mm-hmm. Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. When we believe in His word, when He tells us, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, He's speaking to all of us. When He strengthens us, it is not, you said, it is not in our strength and not in our physical man's strength. It's the Holy Spirit within us.
Yes,
so I always say, God, He's doing something. He's working within us. I know God is changing me from the inside out. You know what? Sometimes I always say, if we spend so much time, we're focused on our outside look. We have to take care of our physical, yes. We have to take care of our outside. But we cannot neglect our spiritual. Because I knew a time when my spirit was really down. And Pastor, I thank God you reached at me during that time. Because we can starve ourselves of not being on His word, in His word. We have to be on it like a baby needs his bottle. We need His word daily. Something. We have to be feeding. It's our daily bread, So praise be to God for you sharing this tonight, Prophetess. Pastor Luckett, praise you.
I called him prophet, not prophetess.
Prophet.
He was in the prophet role tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Mr. Terry. Man of God, see, that's when you know the word has went forth, because we all jumping around and trying to preach with you. And some people are like, you know, why do you have shows like that, Pastor? It's like, it's not going over or beyond somebody, is igniting a fire that's been lit in us that the word can still go forward. Yes, you were the leader of this word tonight, but guess what? We followed. I got 3 messages written down on my notepad. I don't know how many Pastor Dwayne got. I don't know how many Minister Terry got or anybody else out there listening, but I've gotten 3 type messages, just little words that say God wants me to speak these things to the people. And it's a blessing. Amen.
Man of God, we have nobody else dialing one. We've said enough. We went past. No, we didn't go past. We still are 6 minutes before closing. So go ahead and pray us out of here. But please let us know anything that's going on in your region that you may want to share. Give the people of God an opportunity to share into your ministry. We're looking forward to working with you. We saw your request today. I hope that quote was not bad. And let's do some things and make some stuff happen in the name of Jesus. Now, you're going to be hearing some things, family. I got to say this before we close. You're going to be hearing some things about a business opportunity from Minister Terry. And we supporting her 100 million, trillion, billion, thousand, trillion, 100%. And we're saying this is an opportunity for all of us as servants of God to get involved. Listen out. Be ready to invest. But if you don't invest in yourself, how can you ever expect a return out of yourself? So I'm just putting this out there in a very preliminary state. You're going to be hearing some things before 2021 of an opportunity to join with Minister Terry and her group that we can all become business owners and can help each other to succeed. I'm in. So you already know it's going to work. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. We thank and praise God for on tonight. Amen. Just continue to pray for St. Paul Church. The Lord is blessing us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that. Amen. I thank God for all of you. Amen. We really don't have anything special going on as this is close to the end of the year, but just keep us in prayer. Amen. As we pray for you all. Amen. One thing before I pray, amen. I heard as you were talking, Pastor, finish strong so that we can cross over. So finish strong so that we can cross over, amen. So just think about that, and that's another message for us all that we can preach. But I thank God for you all on tonight. Let's continue to support one another, and I have to do better in that area as well. So let's continue to support one another. You know, let's continue to get really strong and really close, amen, because God is doing something with this now network. And Pastor E, God is going to grow that prayer, that Tuesday night prayer for me. You're just sowing the seed right now, but God is going to grow that, amen, praise the Lord. So, and one more thing, Prophetess Sherilyn, amen. If you don't have a youth ministry, get ready for one, amen. Get ready, amen, because you have an anointing for the youth. So I thank God for you on tonight. And you want me to pray us out, Pastor E, or you got more to say? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you.
I got a song for us, but give us a short prayer, and I'll play a song.
Okay. Lord, we thank you on tonight. We ask that you bless your people on tonight, Lord. We thank you and give the honor, praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus, you are the greatest gift, the greatest gift of all. Sing it with me. The greatest, the greatest. Counted as one.
ain't never been perfect. I've done my wrong, and I thank you for your mercy. Even though I don't deserve it, even though I may not get my favorite gift, even though I may not get what's on my list. And there's no other love that's better than this. You are the greatest, Jesus, you are the greatest. You are the greatest. For the season, it's because of him you are living.